Welcome everybody. Shir number 1563. We're learning today Lilanishmas Moshe Doiv Member Baron Zisel. Lilanishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lirafu Shalema. And Achim Tzvi Ben Itka, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the halachas of Muksa. Obviously, Muksa Machmas Chasarin Kis, whereby one is makbid, very makbid on this item, and how we how do we figure out that it's under the guidelines of possibly chasarin kis. So we're going to try and go through some various different. We spoke about from the Dirshu, a little bit from the Eitzer Halach. It's obviously in conjunction with the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishabura Bir Halach and so on. Okay, so in the Dirshu we spoke about last time. We said, even though an item, klisha melachta leheter, like something somebody wears, like an item of clothing, or possibly a kiddush cup, a becher, a cup or a utensil that's very expensive, somebody's very mak, but nobody else should, whatever, use it. But the bottom line is, the person does use it, right? A person does use it. So then we say that would not classify as klisha melachta, that muksa machmas chasarin kis, even though one is very makbid and it's very precious to them and so on. But now what the point, so that we spoke about last year. So when I just want to go further, he does say, brings the dirshu, again, in our simon is shin ches, of course, and ois number five, in the middle. It's a very long ois, but he brings down, the bottom line is, ochin klisha malachta leheter. If it's a klisha malachta leheter, let's say I taka have a certain becher, nobody uses it. It's mamish set aside, let's say in the break front or whatever, and it's only there for show, let's say, like a special type of a crystal or a special type of a becher, and it's only there for show. I don't use it for kiddush. I don't want to ruin it. I don't want to get fingerprints on it. I don't want nobody else touching it. It's mamish set aside over there. So even though the fact that it is a becher, maybe it has a sentimental value, it could be from my great grandfather, I'm just giving an example, right, something like that, and mamish, if somebody starts moving it around, it can mamish bend very easily, it's very weak or whatever, but the bottom line is, I'm makbid, it should stay there, I don't use it, nobody's touching it, finished. So then, even though it's a goblet, even though it's a cup, even though it's a becher per se, and you call it quote-unquote melachta leheter, so then one would not be allowed to move it. That's what he said. That would classify as chasarin kis. So it doesn't really matter so much about the item per se. So again, if it's something I use anyways, because I'm very makbid, okay, so, but nice you're using it, fine. But if it's something that's set aside and for that specific reason, not to be ruined, so then it would fall under chasarin kis. That's what he quotes. Achin klisha melachta leheter, even though it's melachta leheter, shemakpidim alav shleil taltalei klal, and b'chlal don't want to touch it, finish. So then, so that would be a problem. Because it's chashivus, you set aside the place and so on. And obviously, whatever it might be, even though it could be classified as quote unquote a melachta leheter, klisha melachta leheter, it would still fall under the. So he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, so nechshavim muksa machmas chasarin kis. This would still be muksa machmas chasarin kis. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind. He brings from also the Tilul David, interesting, that klis chayra, let's say somebody has a very, again, very fancy things that they sell, right? Klis chayra that they sell. So let's say even possibly a piece of jewelry or something that maybe I could wear or a woman could wear, whatever, on Shabbos, you know, but again, this is set aside, shemakpidim, shalei lishtamish behem klal, the same type of thing, it's mamish set aside, you know, nobody's touching it. I need this for the customer. It's a very expensive thing, even though, well, it's a piece of jewelry, you can really wear it. The woman, this, that, outside, it's like wearing it outside, classified as a tachshit. There's no issue of carrying or whatever the case is. But be it as it may, the bottom line is, again, since it's set aside and nobody touches it, bechlal, it being from the Tila David, again, lishtamish behem klal. That's the point over here. Lishtamish behem klal. Nobody's touching it. Nobody's moving it. So even though we said last share that it's klisha melachta leheter, and it could be somewhat used in a manner that's allowed to be used on Shabbos, I could wear the jewelry, I could drink from the cup, or even a piece of clothing possibly, right? I could wear this item, and you could probably even go on a piece of clothing to an extent that if somebody's so makbid, they won't, nobody's touching it, then it's set aside in stone. You know, we're afraid if somebody touches it, it could almost fall apart. It's a very old thing from a great-great-grandfather or something like that, very sentimental value or something like along those lines. So again, the same thing. We're going to say, if shaloi letalta leklal, even though the thing itself is actually usable and it's allowed to be, as opposed to like a phone or something else, whereas bechlal, it's a iser, klisha melachta leiser. I'm not saying it as a category, but I'm saying it as something that you can make a phone call, you can't use a phone on Shabbos at all, but these other things you could use. But since you set it aside totally, you totally set it aside, totally out of mind, and for that reason that you makbid, so therefore they bring down, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, the Tehillim of David, others, that it would fall under the guidelines of, under the category of chasarin kiss, and can't be moved with the halachas of chasarin kiss on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlachim Rochel Kol Tov.